1. A New School of the Prophets. Peter, James, and Andrew were the committee designated by Jesus to pass upon applicants for admission to the school of evangelists. All the races and nationalities of the Roman world and the East, as far as India, were represented among the students in this new school of the prophets. This school was conducted on the plan of learning and doing. What the students learned during the forenoon, they taught to the assembly by the seaside during the afternoon. After supper, they informally discussed both the learning of the forenoon and the teaching of the afternoon. Each of the apostolic teachers taught his own view of the gospel of the kingdom. They made no effort to teach just alike. There was no standardized or dogmatic formulation of theologic doctrines. Though they all taught the same truth, each apostle presented his own personal interpretation of the Master's teaching. And Jesus upheld this presentation of the diversity of personal experience in the things of the kingdom, unfailingly harmonizing and coordinating these many and divergent views of the gospel at his weekly question hours. Notwithstanding this great degree of personal liberty in matters of teaching, Simon Peter tended to dominate the theology of the school of evangelists. Next to Peter, James Zebedee exerted the greatest personal influence. The 100 and more evangelists trained during this 5 months by the seaside represented the material from which, excepting Abner and John's apostles, the later 70 gospel teachers and preachers were drawn. The school of evangelists did not have everything in common to the same degree as did the 12. These evangelists, though they taught and preached the gospel, did not baptize believers until they were later ordained and commissioned by Jesus as the 70 messengers of the kingdom. Only 7 of the large number healed at the sundown scene at this place were to be found among these evangelistic students. The nobleman's son of Capernaum was one of those trained for gospel service in Peter's school.